Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Had a little audio adjustment to make there. Thank you, Vince, for the heads up. Today is Monday, February 19th, 2024, 10 a.m. Central, or 10 minutes thereafter, in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. We're just going to talk briefly today about a 1E / Osric form fillable character sheet that I put up on DriveThruRPG for your taking pleasure. It's up there. It's a pay what you want. I suggest a dollar, but, you know, just take it and use it. I don't care. It's not a standard, completely anyway, standard form fillable sheet. It's got some unusual qualities. Let's see, what do we got here? There's a little closer view. Hopefully you can see all of that. Hit points and armor class right up top because you want that stuff visually close by. Armor and AC bonuses so you know where you're getting your armor class from. Up there on the right, PC name, species / culture, class / level for the next line. Background, just a short form, you know. This is elevator pitch stuff. It's not meant to be 20 pages of background. You're starting in on the campaign and you're supposed to have some idea of generally what you used to do before you started your adventuring career. Birthplace, could be a town, city, could be a country, could be a area off in the wilderness that is known. The Elven Enclave, anything, you know, whatever it is. Religion, should it be a thing in the setting you're using? It is in my setting. I have a pantheon of deities that people can worship and gather their power from if they're clerics, perhaps paladins, right? Scores and adjustments, ability scores, easy to figure out there, right? Strength, intelligence, wisdom, dexterity, constitution, charisma. In the order in which God intended. What? Is that really a thing? Hey, Mike, good to see you, buddy. Thanks for popping in. Right below that, saving throws, paralysis, paralyzation, poison, death, petrification, polymorph, rod, staff, wand, breath, weapon, and spell. Saving throw. Those are all easy to see. Notice below that, weapon, name, damage for small and medium and large. Pretty standard stuff in early editions of the game. Short, medium, and long ranges for missile weapons. And then, of course, the versus AC chart that you can add onto your sheet so you don't have to keep checking with the DM. You tell them what you hit, the DM tells you if you hit without needing to reveal the armor class of the creature you're swinging at. I know that short form works really well, especially in one-off games. I prefer doing that when I run individual games for conventions and game days and that sort of thing because it's easier. Hey, you know, as soon as people are dialing in on hitting something, oh, you missed by one. Okay, everybody, did you hear that? This person missed by one. They hit an AC5. They really needed to hit an AC4. They were so close. I'm just telling y'all, if you hit an AC4 when you swing, you will be hitting the creature you're swinging at. Notice this big box over here, and it's a kind of a catch-all for anything else that's not part of the rest of the sheet. Equipment, can keep all of that stuff in there. Special abilities, your thief and cleric abilities. Spells can go in here. Now, of course, you can use the back of the sheet if you want to expand on stuff. If you feel like you have so much stuff, you want to keep track of it and use the back of the sheet, by all means do so. Especially with spell lists. You know, once you get a spell book that's pretty hefty, or if you start collecting so much equipment because you got a bag of holding and a portable hole and you're just stuffing them full, you're absolutely going to want to use the back of the sheet. What if you just want to keep track of the names of every NPC you ever run across? You could do it in this box. You could, but back of the sheet's good for that too. Personally, I like a tidy little sheet with as little information on it as possible, because I only want to refer to the sheet when I absolutely have to when I'm role-playing. I prefer just describing what my actions are, and if I need to roll a die, my DM will tell me so. They'll say, hey, that's going to require you to roll a D20 or a D10 or a D12 or a pointy little D4 or whatever they want me to roll, because otherwise I'm doing what we do in RPing. I'm just R-ing and P-ing. I'm doing exactly what I need to do. I'm giving them my actions and letting them tell me if something random is happening. They give me the consequences of my actions, and then I give them new actions, and we rinse and repeat. That's RPG, my friend. But this little sheet, I don't know. It's over on DriveThruRPG. I'll put it in the show notes so that you can just, a little link, a Rooski. You can pop over there and grab one for yourself. And I appreciate it. If you do, throw me a bone, that's fine. If you don't, you don't. I am not really worried about it. I have other things for sale over there that aren't pay what you want. So check those out too while you're there. And I will, let's keep this a short one. We went a little long last week. So we'll just say, hey, this has been the OK Grognard Show. We've been talking about the 1E/Osric form fillable character sheet that I have over on DriveThruRPG. And the show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central or soon thereafter. And then it's archived on YouTube. Check out old shows if you want. By all means, follow and subscribe and click the old thumbs up thingies and, leave comments. Constructive criticism, always welcome. It's much appreciated, too. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Antipodean D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and, as always, Shane Bradley, Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Thank you all, and bye-bye.